ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
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 ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરધારી
ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરધારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદ
ભજમન યમુના તીર બિહારી
ભજમન યમુના તીર બિહારી
ભજમન રાધા ચે દોહારી
ભજમન રાધા ચે દોહારી
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 રાધે
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન યમુના તીર વિહારી
ભજમન યમુના તીર વિહારી
ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરિધારી
ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરિધારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
સહ વીર્યં કરવાવહૈ તેજસ્વિનાવધીતમસ્તુ મા વિદ્વિષાવહૈ ઓમ શાંતિ શાંતિ શાંતિઃ ગુરુર્બ્રહ્મા ગુરુર્વિષ્ણુ ગુરુર્દેવો મહેશ્વરઃ ગુરુરેવ પરમ બ્રહ્મ તસ્મૈ શ્રી ગુરવે નમઃ સમસ્ત જન કલ્યાણે નિરતં કરુણામયં નમામિ ચિન્મયં દેવં સદ્ગુરું બ્રહ્મવિદ્વરમ્ નમઃ શ્રી શંકરાનંદ ગુરુપાદાંબુજન્મને સવિલાસ મહામોહ ગ્રાહગ્રાસૈક કર્મને
સો ઇન અવર અર્લિયર ડિસ્કશન વી હેવ સીન Paramatma Adwayananda. Paramatma is one only. He is Adwaya, non-dual. He is Ananda Swarup. He is Purna, he is complete, he needs nothing from the world. Purvam, before this creation, he was alone. Purvam, he was alone. Then Swamayaya, with his Maya Shakti, what he did? Swayam eva jagat bhutva. He himself became the whole world. Swayam eva jagat bhutva. Then he was very much fascinated by the jagat. Then pravasit, he entered into it. How? Jiva rupata, he became jiva. So in the first verse of itself, it shows that Lord alone was there. There was no creation. He was getting bored. Then he thought, I will become many. He wanted just by sankalpa, he created the whole world. And he was so much fascinated, enter. How? As a jiva. So Paramatma is equal to Jagat is equal to jiva. So is there any duality? No. There is no duality. Then in the second verse we saw why he made different type of bodies. Some uttam deha, Vishnadi uttam dehesu, pravishtu devata bhavat, mrityadhyam dehesu sthito bhajati devatam. He created different type of bodies. Uttam deha, superior, satya pradhan gun, we call him devata. And there is madhyam and adham. Madhyam is the, all humans are madhyam. And adham, pasu yoni, plant kingdom, these are all adham yoni. So he created these different bodies. And this adham body, here adham body means our body, human body. Adham body, now he starts praying uttam body. We all pray devatas. Why we pray devatas? They have got uttam body. And we have got adham body. So we have started praying devata. Why do we pray? Because he has got sattva gun. And we have got malin sattva. We don't have sufficient. So we want sattva gun from him. So that is why we pray him. And when we get the sattva gun, what will happen? Our mind will be serene, peaceful, prakasakam, anamayam. There will not be any defect in that, no sickness, no disease. That is why we are praying. Then what will happen if we start doing bhajan, if we start worshipping? So it says, anik janma bhajana swa vicharam chikarsati vicharena vinastayam mayayam sishchate swayam. If you do it for anik janma, and that is to be done, bhajan is to be done, worship is to be done, not once a while, nityada, always, every day you have to worship him. Yesterday we were seeing in Bhagavad, you have to do it every day. So what was the sequence given yesterday? Shravanam, first is Shravan. If the teacher is available, first option, first preference is Shravanam. If teacher is not available, if the devotees are only there, Kirtanam, sing the glory of Lord. If the devotees are not there, if I am alone, meditate, Dhyan. If you are not successful in Dhyan, Pujanam, you do the Puja. Nityada, every day you have to do it. So what is the lowest rung? Puja, next comes Dhyan, then comes Kirtan, then comes Shravan. The best is Shravan. So if you do it for anik janma bhajanat, then there will be a desire in you that I want to know self. Swa vicharam chikarsyati, a desire will come. So that shows you all are sitting here, you all want to know the Self. That means it proves that you have done anek janma bhajanat. Otherwise, it will never happen. Doors are open. There is no security guard there, no tickets. Anybody can come in, but they are not adhikari. They will not come. Vicharena vinashtayam, with vichar only, this maya, this superimposition, this will go away. Only you have to do vichar. Mind you, no karma. Karma is only for the purification. Puja, jap, dhyan, this is only for the purification of mind. Once the mind is pure, only vichar, only knowledge, nothing else is needed. Vicharena vinashtayam, mayayam. What will be removed? Maya will be negated. So we superimposed Jagat on Brahman, and now with vichar we will be negating it. What will remain? Sishyate swayam. The Brahman will remain. Is it difficult to understand? So simple. Superimpose Jagat, remove it. Before that he was there, after that he will be remaining there. So you will get him. And what is this bondage? It is said, Advyananda rupasa svadvayatam cha dukkhita. There is only one non-dual entity. That Paramatma became Jagat, that Jagat is nothing but Paramatma, and he became Jiva also. So Paramatma is equal to Jagat, is equal to Jiva. There is no duality. There is only one non-dual entity, that's all. But what we are seeing, Advayananda Rupasa Sadvayatam, we are seeing duality. Are we not seeing duality? All Naam Roop are different. And we are giving reality to this duality. To this Naam Roop, we are thinking this is real. Ab batao, can there be two reals? Paramatma is real. Can this world also be real? No. If this world also becomes real, what will happen? If there are two reals? Science is simple science. Two reals means it becomes limited. Pariched is limited. Anything which is limited is perishable. All things of the world are limited. Limited in time and space. Anything which is limited in time, space and object is perishable. So if we say there are two realities, those realities become perishable. The reality is one only. But we are thinking dvayattam. The moment you think there are two, and we are giving reality to Jagat, and that is why dukkha, sorrow is coming. Why sorrow is coming? We are giving reality to Jagat, and Jagat is changing and perishable. Can it give me sukh? It can never give me sukh. So we experience dukkha. Why we experience dukkha? Because we are giving reality to unreal thing. Then what we have to do? Next verse.
Avichara krito bandhah, avichara krito bandhah, vicharena nivartate, vicharena nivartate, tasmat jiva paratmano, tasmat jiva paratmano, sarvadaiva vicharayet, sarvadaiva vicharayet. Avichara krito bandhah, vicharena nivartate, tasmat jiva paratmano, sarvadaiva vicharayet.
Here author says, Vidyaran Swami says, avichara krito bandhah. Bandha is because of you are not doing right thinking. Abhichara krito bandha. Vichare na nivartate. So what is the way out? Vichar. Do the vichar. Nivartate, it will go away. How to do vichar? Tasmat jiva paramatma. Try to do vichar on jiva and paramatma. How long? Sarvadeva. Sarvada eva. Always. Vicharet. Always you have to do this vichar. So it is said, bandhan is actually not there. There is no bandhan. We have created it artificially. We are not thinking. Our thinking, either it is wrong thinking or it is partial thinking or overthinking. But it is not logical thinking. We all are doing thinking, but it's not complete thinking. It says you have to do the thinking. Check whether you are thinking properly. Only thing that is to be checked is your thinking. It is said, buddhi yasya balam tasya. Buddhi yasya balam tasya. If we have the intellect, think logically, you will get it. In Manipal University, their motto is, their logo is, knowledge is power. And we all know, knowledge is power. So we have to do the vichar. So vicharena nivartate, mukti will happen only by vichar. Simple, nothing else to be done. Want liberation? Do vichar. What vichar? Differentiation. Vichar word comes from the vich dhatu, which means to differentiate. Two things are mixed up and we are not able to differentiate. In our BMI chart, there are only two things. What are those? Atma and Anatma. Very good. You are good listeners. Thank you. There are Atma and Anatma. And this Atma and Anatma are mixed up. And we think this Anatma is Atma, body is Atma. Is it not so? We think body is Atma. These two things are mixed up. And we have to differentiate between Atma and Anatma. Just like you, the ladies, they do, na? Here you don't have to do this thing. In India, before cooking, chawal mein se kankad nikalo, they used to do it, na? Now you don't have to. So this is vichar. Same way you have to do vichar here also. How I have become jivatma? Identified with the body, I have become jivatma. Then there comes the subject and object. There is only one Brahman. Nothing else is there. But I consider myself jivatma. The moment I consider myself jivatma, the question of subject and object duality starts coming in. Very good. Then what will happen? Dvitiyat. The moment you sing there are two, bhaya will come, fear will come. But if there is only one, there is no bhaya. Mahatma gave a very beautiful example how the fear comes. Suppose there is a room in which there are all sides different mirrors. Segment by segment, a round room is there and there are mirrors. And you allow a dog to enter that room. What will happen? Dog will see there are 20 mirrors, 20 dogs. And he will see that they are all different from me. He approaches one, other also coming. He starts barking, other is also barking. But he does not have the intellect to think this is a reflection. So he suffers. So you take him out. Otherwise he will fight unto death. Barking, 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 hitting the mirror. Dvitayam bhava. By the moment you see duality and you give reality to it, dukkha will come. Dityam bhaya. So the whole text in this Panchadasi, chapter 10, you will find the description of Jivatma. We are discussing now Jivatma. Then will come the Paramatma, and then they will show that Jivatma is Paramatma. Although we have proved in the verse number 1 itself that the Jeev is equal to Paramatma, Jeev, Jagat, and Paramatma is one and same. That we have already proved. We can call ourselves rich if we have got 3M. I am not talking about company 3M. I am talking about 3 power. If you have got money power, if you have got muscle power, and if you have got mind power, these 3 powers, if you have got, then you can call yourself rich. And in this 3, the most important is mind power. We don't know how powerful is this mind. It's very powerful. Even the Lord, before creation, He also used the same mind power. Now, He also took one sankalpa, this mind power, one thought. What is that? Eko ham bahusyami. I am alone, but I want to be bahusyami, I want to be many. One thought. And that thought created the whole world. It's so powerful. Gurudev used to say, man is nothing but the product of thoughts. Mind power means power of vritti, power of thoughts. What is mind? Mind is nothing but flow of thoughts. So Gurudev said, man is nothing but product of thoughts. Do you accept it? Your thoughts, according to your thoughts, desire comes, and the desire then action. Action means fruit of action, fruit of action, likes and dislikes. These are all thoughts. And you are giving that likes and dislikes, your blueprint to Lord, give me appropriate body so that I can exhaust my likes and dislikes. So thoughts are so powerful. Each thought has got the power. Each thought has got the power. Like atom has got the power. Each atom has got the subtle power. Similarly, each thought has got the power. And this power can be used for the constructive work or destructive work. This thought can be utilized, this power can be utilized for the constructive and destructive. We don't know this power, and we waste our energy in lot of unnecessary thinking. We waste this energy. Like an atom can be, the power of the atom can be used for constructive, for generating electricity, or destructive, for perishing the whole world by atom bomb. Similarly, this thought can also be constructive and destructive. Thoughts can be of 3 types. One is negative thought. Negative thought is energy sucker. You are wasting your energy. It takes you to the depression. Constantly you start thinking negative things, you will go under depression. And to such person, if you give knowledge, he will not be able to receive it. You ask any depressed person, come out, idhar aa jao, suno thoda satsang karo, kya hoga? He will not come. Then there is a positive thought. It is very powerful. A positive thought can change a negative thought. That is, we have to learn. All our sorrows or happiness are based on thoughts. If we know the art of replacing a negative thought by positive thought, then we can always remain sukhi. How can that happen? Suppose you are going from here to O'Hare Airport and you see that there is a traffic jam. You will not be able to reach in time. What you will do? You will start cursing. that is a negative thought. You're wasting your energy. What should I do? Yes! That is positive thought. You have to replace it with the positive thought. Be happy. It may so happen, if I am delayed, the flight is also delayed, I may get it. Positive thought. You see, all are thought based. You have to always remember this thing. A sorrow is coming. My parents in India, they are sick, hospitalized. You just heard, heard over phone. And then you go into sorrow. Thought based, everything is thought based. A soldier was surrounded by all enemies, all round. A lone soldier surrounded by all enemies. He informed captain, I am surrounded by all enemies. He was depressed. Captain said, fire any side. You will get something. Isn't that positive? He started firing. He was sure that he will die, but so many people are there surrounding him, all enemies. And captain ordered, no, you fire any side. You will get something. Get the positive. Negative thought, positive thought. And the third one is objective thinking. It is the thinking without your likes and dislikes. Objective thinking, like the scientists do. They research whatever result comes in, whether they like it or don't like it, they analyze it and they come to the conclusion. This is this. Newton got gravitational law. Objective thinking. But behind objective thinking, positive thinking is to be required. That I am going to get something positive. Don't start with the negative thinking. I am going to do this research, nothing will come out. Then nothing will come out. Objective thinking without any likes and dislikes. Let the result come. Similarly, Atman, start thinking on Atman. As the objective thinking, Atman is Satchidanand. Don't put your negative thoughts or positive thoughts, but with the positive thinking, that's yes, Atman is Satchidanand. Shastra is saying, I will also get the Satchidanand. Start thinking on that. Then you will get it. Next comes, Vicharena Nivartate. Vicharena Nivartate. Just by Vichar, this will go away. Vicharena Nivartate. You see, the positive thinking is so powerful in Vyavhar, in the empirical world also, you will find very, very helpful. Always be positive thinking. Then how, what, on what we should do the vichar? Author gives you the topic also. He says, Jivatma Paramatma. Now, you start thinking about Jivatma and Paramatma. The word has come already in the verse number 1. He is giving you the topic also. Kis par vichar karna hai? Jivatma and Paramatma. Guruji says that all problems are because of not thinking properly. All problems. And there is one solution. Think logically, clearly, complete thinking. And our thinking are not complete. Not it is not analytical. So this is to be done, but how to do this thing? Tasmat sarvadeva vicharet. Tasmat sarvadeva. Always make it your habit. Make it your habit to think between Jivatma and Paramatma, between Atma and Anatma, between permanent and temporary. Habit. Why habit? Because if it is your habit, then you will not get tired. Make it your habit, always. Vichare sarvada, always you have to do it. If that is not possible, I am not able to think, I cannot do the vichar, well, then come to the master, come to the satsang. You will slowly come to know how to do vichar. In our astra, nothing else is there, only vichar. And thousand times we say you have to do between atma and anatma and atma and atma. And we write also in the our copy also. My guru said, pustak mein nahi, mastak mein rakho. But Deepak ji has said, no, pustak mein nahi rakho, mastak mein nahi rakho, cloud mein rakho. So Deepak ji has put it in the cloud. It's always available, you can retrieve it from there. It has to be in mastak, not in pustak. Acha, how to do vichar is given in the next verse.
Ahamityabhimantayah, ahamityabhimantayah, karta sautasya sadhanam, karta sautasya sadhanam, manastasya kriye antar, manastasya kriye antar, bahir vritti kramodhite, bahir vritti kramodhite, ahamityabhimantyayah, karta sautasya sadhanam, manastasya kriye antar, bahir vritti kramodhite.
Aham iti abhimanta yah karta sau. Aham iti, I am this aham, jiva, ahankar, and karta sau, I am karta, I am doer. One who considers himself as doer, or one who considers himself as jiva. Tasya sadhanam manah. His sadhan, his instrument is mind. And tasya kriye antar bahi vritti kramotite. And in mind, there are vrittis or two types. One is antar vritti, other is bahi vritti. Kramotite. Krama, they come in this series respectively. First will come aham vritti, then will come bahir vritti. Antarvritti, bahivritti. So that Paramatma, which is pure aham, when reflects into the mind, we call him jiva. It expresses as, we experience it as a jiva, I am doer. I am karta, I am bhokta, I am gyata. These things come. It's the pure aham. It's chidabhas, when it reflects in mind. You see, for reflection of consciousness, mind is required. Like for the reflection of sun, water is required. Without water, there cannot be a reflection. But water and reflections are different. Water never become reflected sun. Never, never. Similarly, this tadatna, the tadatna of sun and the water is, we have seen in Drigdeshi Vivek, it is sahaj tadatna. You cannot stop it. Can you remove the reflection of sun? Hey, isme reflect nahi karo sun. You remain separate. No. Similarly, the consciousness is there, mind is there, mind is the equipment in which the consciousness will reflect. Then we call it chidabhas, chit pratibimba, chit chhaya. These are the words we use. So when the mind is there and the pure consciousness is there, this will come. This is sahaj, you cannot stop it. We call it antahkaran visishta chaitanya. Ahankar, the jeev, is called antahkaran visishta chaitanya. Then what happens after that? Tasya sadhanam manaha. Tasya sadhanam, his instrument. Now jeev has become, karta has become. Now he needs an instrument to express. Mind is his instrument. With mind he functions. And what is happens in the mind? In the mind there are two types of function. One is called antarvritti and other is bahivritti. Antarvritti, vritti inside, a bahivritti. But all vrittis are inside. How is distinguishing between two, antarvritti and bahirvritti? You say there are only two. If you remember correctly, in Tattvabodh we have seen there is one antahkaran and it has got four components. Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. This four together is called antahkaran. Karan means instrument. And we have seen that there also that ahankar is common in man, buddhi and chitta. Ahankar is common in man, buddhi and chitta. How? What is the function of man? Thinking. I am thinking, I am not decided. When the mind, when the vritti, when the thoughts are in the state of volition, we call it manaha. So when I say, I am thinking, are you coming to the class? I am thinking. It's a common mind. And the moment you say, no, I have decided. So I am coming, decided. I is common. I am thinking, I am decided. Then I remember, chit, memory. So I is common. And these three are different, mana, buddhi and chitta. Very good. In Drigadrishya Vivek, do you remember? Aham vritti was separate and antahkaran was, other three were dead separate. Very good. And do you remember in Upadesar also Raman Maharshi did? Idam vritti and aham vritti. Okay, very good. Now here Vidyaran Swamiji said that aham vritti, I am saying antarmukhi vritti and bahi vritti. Idam vritti is bahirmukhi. Why you are calling him antarmukhi and bahirmukhi? He will explain. Okay. Akhandanand Maharaj said that you start writing your vrittis, how many vrittis came in your mind, if you go on writing and after that you read it again, then you will find that you are the most craziest person, the mad person in this world. The number of vrittis and the type of vrittis coming in your mind, if you go on writing, that is crazy. So what should I do? I am doer. There are two types of vrittis. All the vrittis are coming. Mahatma says, see the procession, enjoy the comedy and tragedy. This whole world is only comedy and tragedy. But enjoy, bas dekhte raho aaram se, aur kuch nahi karna hai. Don't identify with them. The moment you identify, you suffer or you enjoy. Then what is this antarmukhi vritti and bahirmukhi vritti? Verse number 7.
Antarmukhahamittesha, antarmukhahamittesha. Vrittih kartaram ullikhet, vrittih kartaram ullikhet, बहिर्मुखेदमित्तेषा बहिर्मुखेदमित्तेषा बाह्यं वस्त्विदमुल्लिखेत् बाह्यं वस्त्विदमुल्लिखेत् अन्तर्मुखाहमित्तेषा वृत्तिः कर्तारमुल्लिखेत् बहिर्मुखेदमित्तेषा बाह्यं वस्त्विदमुल्लिखेत्
So two types of vrittis are further elaborated in this verse. Antah mukha aham itesha vritti kartaram ullikhet. Aham vritti is antar mukha. He is differentiating between aham, antar vritti and bahi vritti because of the face of vritti. The face of vritti is antar mukha. Why antar mukha? Because the Aham vritti's object is aham, pure aham. And pure aham is inside. So that vritti is objectifying the aham, pure aham. Ullikhet, utlikhet. Utlikhet means, ullikhet means to objectify. Each vritti has got object. This antarmukha vritti has an object which is inside. And Bahirmukhi Vritti has an object which is outside. It is nothing but Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti which we have learnt in our Upadesar. Antarmukha, because the object of Antarmukha Vritti is inside, the pure Aham. We can't see pure Aham because it is mixed with the Chidabhas and becomes Jiva, Karta, Bhokta, Gyata. We only know this, Karta, Bhokta, Gyata we know, but we don't know the pure. Why? Because it is mixed up. The moment it is mixed up with the Amriti, I become Karta, Bhokta and Gyata. So the object of Amriti is Chidabhas and the object of Bahirmukhi Vritti. Objects of the world. So one is inside, other vritti face is outside, both vrittis are inside. But one vritti is facing inside, we call it aham vritti, its object is chidabhas, other is outward. And what are its object? Objects of the world. Bahirmukhi and antarmukhi. Idam vritti is inside, but object is outside, but sometimes it is inside also. How? No. Like this, you can say sometimes the objects are not outside. Like seeing snake on rope, object is not outside, snake is not there. Where is that? Sometimes seeing you, it reminds me of my brother. Object is not in front of me, it reminds, it's coming from memory. So that also happens. It's not that always the object will be outside only. It happens also. Or you may say, in Hamare Jamane mein chini das aane ka tha ek kilo, 50 years ago, like that. Object is not there, coming from memory. So one thing is clear, that each vritti has got an object. Antarmukha vritti has an object inside, Bahirmukhi vritti has got an object outside. Good, but always remember vritti is a vritti, it's an inner thing and it always changes. Vritti is not consciousness. Example, reflection of sun in the water. Water is not reflection, water never becomes reflection, water is different from reflection. Similarly, the vritti which is holding is different from aham vritti, aham pure aham. It is always different. And this vritti is continuously changing. And how it comes? Kramottite. It comes, first will come aham vritti and idam vritti. This is the sequence which we have seen in verse number 6. So when we get up early in the morning, first aham vritti comes. Then after that immediately idam vritti will start coming in. So all idam vrittis are based on aham vritti. And Upadeshar, if you want to come to the consciousness, what was the procedure stated by Raman Maharshi? Divide all vrittis into aham vritti and idam vritti. Now you remove all idam vritti. What remains is aham vritti. From aham vritti, you try to find out who is illuminating this aham vritti. Go to the illuminator. Aham vritti has got two components. One is the inner part, another is the consciousness part. Consciousness part is illuminating. Aham vritti is objectifying the consciousness. And when it comes in the mind, in the aham vritti, we have got the chidabhas. It is there. So, procedure suggested by Raman Maharshi, वो तो भूल गए कब पढ़ाया था आपने idam vritti, aham vritti. You see, Raman Maharshi explained, you remember, we experience all sorrow and joy in mind. And what we do, if you want to remove sorrow, we do all adjustment outside. This place is not suiting me. Chalo, India nahi achha lagta, America chalte hain. This time is not good. You go to the astrologer. Abhi sunny chal raha hai. Wait for 7 years, then good time will come. Wait for the time. So remove this idam vritti, come to the aham vritti. From aham vritti, remove the vritti part of it. See the who is the illuminator. आ जाओ तो रमन महर्षि सेज यू आर एडजस्टिंग ऑलवेज आउटसाइड इज इट नॉट सो वी ट्राई टू चेंज द सिचुएशन एवरी टाइम बोले फाइंड आउट वेदर द माइंड इज देयर और नॉट एंड ही प्रूव्ड दैट देयर इज नो माइंड व्हाई आर यू सफरिंग ऑल सफरिंग्स आर इन माइंड ओनली ना. Where are you experiencing all suffering? Inside mind only. So he said, find out whether there is a mind is there or not. Then, just to remind you, we learned the story of Mani Mama. Remember, Mani Mama was here. No, it's not Upadeshar, let us know. Okay, this is Bahirmukha and Antarmukha. Each vritti is objectifying one object. When the object is outside, we call it Bahirmukhi. When the object is inside, we call it Antarmukhi. And what is this Bahirmukhi is further explaining.
Idamo ye visheshasyuhu. इदमो ये विशेषः सुः गन्धरूपरसादयः गन्धरूपरसादयः असाङ्कयेन तान् भिन्द्यात् असाङ्कयेन तान् भिन्द्यात् घ्राणादिन्द्रियपञ्चकम् घ्राणादिन्द्रियपञ्चकम् इदमो ये विशेषासुः गन्धरूपरसादयः असाङ्कयेन तान् भिन्द्यात् Granadindriya panchakam.
Idam, idam means all objects, of the objects, idam. We have seen idam and aham. Idam means all this, of the objects. Then yah viseshachu, there is a specialty aspect, special characteristic. What is this? Gandha, rupa, rasa, adayah. Gandha, what are the objects? Only five objects are outside there. Gandha, smell, then next is? Rupa, form, rasa, taste, and touch, and smell. Five. All objects of the world can be classified into only five sense objects. That's all. Adayah. Tan bhindyad. They recognize. Each indriya recognize one object only. Jnanendriya panchakam. Ghan. He started with gandha. And what is the corresponding organs of perception? Nose. So gandha, ghan, smell. Why he took the gandha? He started with the grossest and going to subtle. So he took the gandha is the grossest from the earth and corresponding indriya is nose, smell. So five organs of perception, they perceive five sense objects. That is the viseshata. But asanga karyena, he used the one particular asanga karyena. Their in areas are all limited. The eyes will see only form and color. Ear will only hear sound. Ear will not see. Or nose will not taste. Each indriya has got specific function. Why specific function? We have read in Tattvabodh. Because it is made of a particular one bhuta, one panchamahabhut is the material cause of each organs of perception. That is why they are able to do only one function. But the mind can process all. Why? Because mind is made of all five great elements. That is why it can process all. Whatever stimuli comes in, brought in by Jnanendriya, by organs of perception, the mind can process all of them. Example, red, fragrant, soft rose. How many indriyas were involved? Red, eyes, fragrance, soft, skin. All these three indriya brought in, but who processed? Mind processes. Very simple. But in nature you will find all don't have five indriyas. We have got five indriyas. But you will find in nature many beings, many insects, they don't have all. If suppose some has no eyes, for them the whole world is not there. The world of name and form for them is not there. It is said, I don't know, the dog cannot see color. Dog can see only black and white. Mere ko pata nahi hai, I have heard. Dog can't see color, black and white, it can see. You know mine. Now comes, how many things are involved in one experience? How many things, how many components are there in our one experience? And to whom this entire process is known and how? Next verse.
Kartaram chakriyam tadvada, kartaram chakriyam tadvada, vyavritta vishayanapi, व्यावृत्त विषयानपि स्फोरयेदेकयत्नेन स्फोरयेदेकयत्नेन योऽसौ साक्षत्र चिद्वपुः योऽसौ साक्षत्र चिद्वपुः.
So there are only three things in one experience. One is the karta, second is the kriya. Kriya is twofold, antarvritti and bahivritti, and vishayanpi, objects of the world. Only three things are there: karta, the doer, then the kriya, the instrument mind, which has got dual function, idam vritti, aham vritti, antarmukhi vritti or bahirmukhi vritti, and third is vishayan, the perceived objects. What happens to them? Sporeyat ek yatnena. Sporeyat means it illumines. Ek yatnena, instantly, all at a time, not one by one. Sporeyat ek yatnena, yaso sakshi. That is called sakshi, who illuminates all these three: karta, kriya, and the vishaya. Who is illuminating? Sakshi. What is the nature of Sakshi? We will discuss later on. How is the Sakshi? Chit Vapu. Is the Chit Saru. Vapu means body. The nature of Sakshi is Chit. Chit Saru. We will take up this hour in our next class. What is Sakshi? What is its nature? What is Karta? What is Kriya? Vishay? How it illuminates? All at a time.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.